I'm glad to have the opportunity to introduce this bill, which should bring greater transparency, simplicity, and uniformity to the way that the Department of Revenue Administration applies the most important deduction for business owners under the interest and dividends tax, and one of the most significant deductions for small businesses under the business profits tax. This bill was written by the DRA, working with huge numbers of business managers, accountants, tax lawyers, and professional associations. I required them to provide an early draft in October because we had a filing deadline. The bill which is before you is that early draft. They kept working on this until this week, and their final product was posted online as a suggested amendment since Tuesday and made available directly to you at that time, to you on the committee. I hope you will see fit to appoint a subcommittee to meet as often as you think necessary to answer any further questions and concerns and make all the changes you think are wise. I am going to explain the background of this bill and will take no questions until the end of my testimony. This bill started last term to meet a long-standing grievance by businesses, namely the vagueness of our current legal definition of reasonable compensation. This is an issue that has been too often settled through audits up to now. Companies stated that they wanted clearer rules written into law, which is what this bill aims to do. Unfortunately, this issue has become entangled in the misunderstanding surrounding the repeal of the LLC exemption. As part of ensuring a balanced budget, last spring we closed that loophole, ensuring that dividends and distributions from all businesses are treated the same under our law. Closing this loophole is about fairness and ensuring that all businesses are treated the same under our tax laws. Unfortunately, there has been an organized partisan campaign to mislead the owners of LLCs and scare them. Business owners should know some important facts. This will not apply to businesses that are struggling to keep their heads above water. This will not apply to businesses that are not distributing profits above salaries. Business owners not earning above any reasonable definition of reasonable compensation will not be affected, and any accountant should be able to tell them that. According to noted corporate attorney Richard Samuels, the president-elect of the New Hampshire Business and Industry Association, quote, "It is clear that significant misunderstandings and even misinformation about the tax has been receiving a lot of play in the media. It can fairly be stated that the tax does not spell an end to New Hampshire's LLCs. It is not unfair, and it will not put New Hampshire LLCs at a competitive disadvantage to LLCs operating in other states. Our business community is the lifeblood of our economy, and we have protected them. It is wrong that some are deliberately attempting to frighten them with falsehoods, especially those struggling the hardest in this economy." Now, the interest and dividends tax was created in 1923. It was raised to its current rate of 5% by Governor Meldrum Thompson. It is a tax on passive income, that which comes from investments of capital rather than from your own work. Since its inception, it has taxed business owners, whether they are active managers, workers, or shareholders, when they receive certain money from corporations. This money may be called dividends or distributions or drawings. It is all the result of passive investment, what their capital earns rather than what they themselves earn. What they themselves earn is called reasonable compensation in our law. Reasonable compensation is what it would cost the company to pay another qualified person to do the same work that the owner is doing, him or herself. If the person who receives the money does no work for the company, all he receives goes into the interest and dividends tax calculation. If the person works part or full time for the company and gets paid in drawings or distributions rather than in a wage or a salary, then she and her tax preparer have to decide whether she is getting more money from the company than it would cost the company to replace her with an equally competent individual. If she is getting more, the excess is passive income from investment of capital, and it goes into the interest and dividends tax. If she is not getting more, she pays nothing on it because it is active income, which we do not tax. If she says she is worth more than seems reasonable to DRA's auditors, they will disallow it, and she will have to decide whether to appeal. That can be costly. Likewise, the company is allowed to deduct as a business expense the reasonable compensation paid to its owners for their work, and that reduces the BPT. So reasonable compensation affects both the interest and dividends tax and the business profits tax, but it starts from the business profits tax. This is and has been the situation for many decades. The DRA is under rigorous confidentiality requirements for obvious reasons. Until now, it has been difficult for outside tax attorneys and tax preparers to figure out what the DRA thinks is reasonable in compensation and what isn't. The DRA has tried to rely on IRS guidelines as much as possible to provide more clarity, but the guidelines are not equivalent because the IRS assumes people will also pay a personal income tax. All businesses that issue payments other than wages and salaries to people who work in their firm have an interest in clarifying this law. This committee last term saw that interest intensely expressed by corporations when we worked on an earlier version of the reasonable compensation bill. Until the late 1990s, most small businesses and all large ones were corporations. A lot of them still are. And many are both LLCs and incorporated. In the early 1970s, an exemption for distributions from LLCs was slipped into the IND law during the first unsuccessful attempt to define an LLC. Until last year, when the exemption was repealed, an incorporated lawyer who made more than he could pay a substitute was paying 5% on the overage over the reasonable compensation. And his parents were paying 5% on their interest and dividends from their invested savings. But the newer lawyer in an LLC down the street, who did the same stuff and made the same amount of money, didn't pay a tax. And neither did the LLC hedge fund owner or the incorporated but large limited liability company in realty. This is unequal treatment, and therefore it is unconstitutional. Because New Hampshire didn't have any LLCs till the late 1990s, it was not an issue. The problem was not looked at seriously by the DRA until 2008, when I understand they heard that a small corporation was preparing a lawsuit about it. This bill protects the owners of both types of business forms, corporations and LLCs. It sets safe harbors below which no company paying the business profits tax must report compensation to the owners that is paid as distributions and drawings. And it specifies better the process for dealing with claims above those safe harbors. The current law is a safe harbor of $6,000. If you kill this bill, the current law will remain in force. The safe harbor is $6,000. DRA has been informally allowing more than that for some time. But I personally have heard a number of cases where owners have been allowed a lot less than $50,000 as a safe harbor. It protects the companies that pay BPT by excluding their owners' reasonable compensation from their taxable profits. No company that does not pay the business profits tax is in a position to pay out distributions that exceed the safe harbors. And therefore, no owner, partner, or shareholder of a company that does not pay the BPT will have to pay any interest and dividends tax on what she or he does get from it. The improved safe harbors in this bill should also better protect those companies that do pay BPT and have trouble providing the justification for their owner's work compensation. I will take questions on what I've said here, but I would like to request that the technical details of the bill be left for Commissioner Clowerty. I'd like to ask that you work off of the new amendment that they have provided, which I hope there are now copies of for everybody in the audience. No, not yet?
No, it's being worked on.
It's being worked on?
If there's some. There are some here. I will put it at the end of the table. You can come and get them if anybody's interested.
It came over straight from the DRA, and so there is a cover letter on the top of it.